AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. It was the first attack by Islamic extremists on German soil and was also very deadly. The Islamic State took credit today for a truck attack that killed 12 people and injured 48 others at a Berlin Christmas market. The claim of responsibility came not long after German prosecutors said they had released a man picked up near the scene of the attack. He was initially suspected of driving the truck. The attack has caused authorities in New York City to step up security at its own Christmas markets.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says within an hour of reports of the attack in Berlin, security was boosted around New York's outdoor Christmas markets.
There'll be a lot of reinforcement of the Christmas markets, a lot of vigilance. Definitely another opportunity to say, if you see something, say something.
Truck rental companies were alerted at the beginning of the season to look out for suspicious activity. The mayor said those warnings are being reemphasized. He adds there are no specific threats against any of the markets, or for that matter, any of the city's outdoor attractions, and he said to avoid going to them out of fear would be to hand a victory to terrorism. Warren Levinson, New York.
European stock markets eked out gains despite concerns over that attack. In the meantime, AP correspondent Elena Bekatoris reports investigators want to know more about the Turkish police officer who assassinated Russia's ambassador to Turkey yesterday in Ankara.
The gunman himself was a 22-year-old member of Ankara's riot police squad, and it's unclear what his motivation was.
An explosion has ripped through Mexico's best-known fireworks market on the northern outskirts of the capital. The blast has killed at least 9 and injured 70 others and sent a huge plume of charcoal gray smoke billowing into the air. The pyrotechnics were larger than any you have ever seen in Washington, New York City, or Boston on the 4th of July. This is AP Radio News. A lot of rest might not be the best medicine after all for children who suffer concussions.
Current guidelines for kids with concussions calls for rest until symptoms disappear to avoid additional concussions that would increase the chance of permanent brain damage. But Canadian researchers say that when any athlete rests for weeks or even months, that rest might become harmful. They found a month after concussions were reported, there were ongoing or worse symptoms among children and teens who were inactive during the first week following injury compared with those who engaged in light physical activity. To avoid re-injury, kids should still generally be sidelined from the sport that led to the concussion until a doctor clears them to return. I'm Diane Kepley.
A judge in Seattle has ruled that 8 young people should have their day in court to argue that Washington State and others are not protecting them from climate change. The case is part of a larger effort to force state governments to take action on climate change. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.